Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Townships. In this half hour, I will be talking with José Perron, founder and executive director of Moshack, and also Bassam Shablack from Bishop's University, and we will be talking about the new project for Moshack. It's called Universe Shack, and it is the only living lab of its kind in Canada. But first, we will hear the song called Human, and it's by Christina Perry.
I can hold my breath. I can bite my tongue. I can stay awake for days if that's what you want. Be a number one. I can fake a smile. I can force a laugh. I can dance and play the part if that's what you ask. Give you all. I'm only human. I can turn it on. Be a good machine. I can hold the weight of worlds if that's what you need.
Part 2 of the Townships at 12, we're taking a closer look at the groundbreaking initiative happening right here in the Eastern Townships, one that's bringing hope, housing, and healing to people living with mental illness. Moshack is a local organization that offers supervised transitional housing and long-term support for individuals navigating mental health challenges. Their mission is all about dignity, recovery, and helping people take confident steps toward independent living. But now Moshack is entering a bold new chapter. They've partnered with Bishop's University and the University of Sherbrooke to create the first and only living lab of its kind in Canada. a collaborative space where research, innovation, and real-world mental health support come together. I talked with José Perron, the founder and director of MOSHAC, and also Bassem Shiblack from Bishop's University to learn more about how this unique partnership came to life, what it means for residents, students, and the wider community, and why it could become a model for mental health care across the country. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome José Perron to the Townships at 12. Now, José is the founder and the executive director of MOSHAC, Meshois Mon Avenir, and translated that into English. That's my shack, my choices, and my future. So welcome, José.
Hi.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with your organization, could you start by telling us what MOSHAC, Meshois Mon Avenir, is and what inspired you to create it?
Yeah, so MOSHAC, Meshois Mon Avenir, was created to answer to a need of the population who are dealing with mental health issues. So today we are now at 40 supervised apartments to support people on their recovery, stabilization, life project, developing their autonomy and maintaining it at MOSHAC, but also into the community because we have two buildings. The first one is dedicated to the 18 to 35 years old. So it's more an intensive one to medium services. It's for really developing their autonomy, stability, life project, and they can live there for a maximum of 3 years because the goal is to develop a full autonomy within 3 years. As an example, we can see the same person like multiple times a day or during the week. It's intensive follow-up. People are coming from directly from the hospital or sometimes other resources, and they are in need. The second building that we built after is dedicated for maintaining the stability. So it's light services. In that building, we will make follow-up really like once a month or twice a month, really just to be sure that the person keep their stability. If they have some needs that we can answer quickly to be sure that they will maintain their autonomy and stability with their mental health. So we're working with different organizations, a lot with the hoteliers, a psychiatrist, the team when they are hospitalized and they're searching for a resource that can answer their needs, and other nonprofit organizations too.
Okay, so you offer a lot of services and support.
And we have also, we are open all the time to the community, you know, so often people don't really know that, but let's say we have martial arts, we have art workshop, cooking workshop, and many other things, and we are open for free to the community. So our neighbor, the close relative, or you, if you want to come and have fun with us or doing an activity because you feel lonely or whatever, you are welcome. It's free and it's a good way to build a strong community.
Now, what year did the organization open, the buildings open?
When we start, the first building was built in 2018 and opened in July 2019. And then we faced the COVID period, eh? So there was a lot of going on really quickly. And during the COVID, I managed to have another project of building a second one because of the need, because people were calling me and say, oh, I'm 36 and I have no resources for me. So after multiple calls like that and listening to the actual tenants of MOSHAC 1, I decided to build the second one that will be open to all ages. And that one is no limit time, so the people can stay there for a longer period. So that one opened in 2023. So we did a lot in just a few years, built 40 supervised apartments.
You have done a lot in 3 years. Okay. How did you come up with the name, My Shack, My Choices, My Future?
You know, the shack is often related to a place that you feel comfortable to relax, can be in the wood or a place that you enjoy. And when you go there, you just take care of yourself. So that's the story of MOSHAC, also related to my belief. It's important that people can make their choices that will impact their future. And I think it's a nice way to people can get responsible of their actions and to live with the consequences too. But that can be a really positive consequences too when you make great choice in your life. So it's about giving back the power to the people who are dealing with mental health issues to make great choices and to see their future improve.
Now, I would imagine you have quite a few challenges, probably financial.
Yeah, financially, like a lot of nonprofits, it's always a challenge. So we're looking for money on a regular basis, like all the other ones, to keep going and providing professional services for free, because all the team at Moshack are at first professional. They have university diploma and to provide great services, bilingual, French and English, and all the activities free. So yes, for sure it is. But people have to understand that investing, getting money to a nonprofit is a way to save in the health system, because it's really, the costs are really lower than when you have somebody as clients. And we can see at Moshack that when the people have access to an apartment at Moshack, often, most of the time, they do not need hospitalization anymore. They stabilize really in a short period of time and avoiding consulting emergency. So it's a lot of saving money for the government, for population, for everybody. And on the top of it, we have a citizen who feel better, can get invested into his community by doing volunteer work or going back to school or work at a partial time. So it's really a benefit for the community.
It is. Do you rely on grants and fundraising too?
Yes, we're doing fundraising once a year. We're doing a great dinner, you know, people are invited and we have testimony, music. So we do it once a year because it's a lot of work and we are a small team. But we are so lucky because we have the restaurant Comme Chez Soi, who invested a lot of time and energy to us to that since many years now. So this is a big thing. And I founded Universe Shack too. So Universe Shack, I created it and I asked Sherbrooke University and Bishop's University to be part of it. So they are my major partner to really do a living lab and research and improve the way we can work in mental health. I mean, it's work at Moshack. We can see the benefits. So we will need to have some studies about that. We received some requests from outside saying, how did you do that? Can we build one in Ottawa or something somewhere else? And for that, we need to have like some studies to be able to build like what we call in French, the army. So this is what we need. You need if you want to implement a shack in your town, let's say, and then it will make it easier to reproduce or to improve the way we work in mother health. It's a big thing. We were lucky that we get financed by NextCap Foundation for that project through Sherbrooke University. We have a lot of hope in that project that we can develop a better way to work in mental health field.
Mm-hmm. Now, this collaboration with Bishop's University and the University of Sherbrooke.
Yes, it is a really big project. I think now we start and for the next 5 years, but hopefully we're going to be able to keep going to obtain some studies. But it's also the first living lab of this kind that will exist to Canada and maybe worldwide, because that living lab will be living into Moshack 2.0, and the tenants will be part of it, as well as the class residents, the teachers, students, community. So we will all create together a better way to work in mental health, and we will improve research. And let's say students can come to Moshack, do workshops that will change their view of mental health. And you don't need to study in a mental health field. It can be, let's say, you're studying in physical health and you want to do some workshops to improve physical health. So we will be able to study the perception that you have about mental health prior during your workshop and after, the impact that had on you to do these workshops inside Moshack. Because when they will practice outside, when they will be graduate, they will be exposed to people living with mental health issues or going through a rough time in their life. So we think that can have a positive impact and work against stigma in a wild zone.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it would reduce the stigma in the whole community. So that is very, very positive. Now, how did this partnership come about?
I create Universe Shack, and I have Bishop's University and University of Sherbrooke to be part of the project. And they say yes, both of them right away, because it's kind of a unique project. Everybody, it's a win-win situation for everybody. It's providing a space for studying, research to develop competencies. I think we can say in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. For the students to be, you know, not only theoretical side, but they can work on a living lab and experience during their studies. So Bishop's University has experiential learning they called. So it's a win-win situation for the students to get involved into that kind of project. And we think that that can have a really positive impact to make students more efficient at the end of their study, because that will not be only theory, but if they can practice during their studies, they will be better worker after.
Mm-hmm. The practical is so important in any career. And that is really something, yep, the first living lab of this kind in Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really proud of it. Moshak is the first kind of resources when we built to work the way we work. So we are really into the innovation and making new way to work to improve mental health. So we're really proud of it. We need a team for that. We are so lucky to have partners like Bishop University and Sherbrooke University that make it possible. Without these partnerships, that would be really hard to do so. So we're really proud of it.
Exactly. I think the two universities will just make Moshak much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Community support. How important is community support to the success of this project?
Oh, the community support is really important for us. It can be like coming and participating to an activity, a workshop, and they are free. So that favorizes the social mixity, that helps the tenants and the community to understand a better way the mental health, as well as creating relationship between the community and Moshak. As well, they can give donation. That can be, we need money to support Moshak. So every little dollar are really important to support us. They can get involved in volunteering too. So there are many ways that the community can get involved with Moshak or UniverShak.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website at www.moshak.ca. People can take a look. Yeah, they will find news about us, all the information, calendar of our workshop and activities that they can come for free. So everybody all welcome. It depends of the capacity of the people. If you have a certain expertise, we encourage you that you can go to our website. You can fill up the application to become a volunteer, and we will contact you. We are light on contacting. So for the people who already fill up all the information and we did not have time to call back yet, do not worry. We'll call you back. We will have a good meeting with all the people who applied to be volunteer, and we will figure out how you can support Moshak. It can be like if you have experience or you're qualified to specific things like marketing or founding to find some money for Moshak. It can be when we organize activities. If you have strength in that area, every strength can be used.
Okay. And I guess I'll talk a little bit to Bassam Shiblack. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes, absolutely. So, Bassam is just signing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi. Do I have the pleasure of speaking with Maureen?
Yes. We're talking with Bassam Shiblack today from Bishop's University. And could you tell us about your role in Moshak, this project where Bishop's University and the University of Sherbrooke is collaborating for this one-of-a-kind in Canada, this Living Lab project?
Yeah, definitely. So, I got involved through one of my colleagues who was at Bishop's University, who introduced me to José Parent, and I really believed in the mission of Moshak right off the bat. It just seemed to speak to me on multiple levels, and I saw that it could, not only bring change within the community, but also help our students understand the realities of the things that they're learning in theory in the classroom and put it in into real world practice. So I was excited by the opportunity to help our students develop those skills. And so what we do in partnership with the University of Sherbrooke is offer internships. There are two different ways of going about it. And some of these internships either qualify for course credits or they qualify you for, technically it would just be a job really. So it's like a work placement. And, we started recruiting, in February for this, knowing that, the project would be inaugurated this summer. And we put on a presentation at Bishop's University. We had a whole bunch of students who were very interested in the project because they saw the real world value of it, because often they're learning about these things in their psychology books or sociology books, but they don't really have an understanding of how things work. So we figured having students be involved with researchers, with residents at Moshak, with the organizational team as well, having that blend of different individuals would help them become leaders within the community, which is an important part of the university's mission. So it just seemed like a no-brainer to me because I thought the residents and the students would really benefit from something like this.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Exactly. So I'm the experiential learning coordinator. So experiential learning is a field in which you take the theory, you put it into practice, and you have an ongoing reflection on that learning. So the students get to really pinpoint what it is that they're learning, how they're applying that learning, and then, make the necessary steps to either adjust or continue on a certain track. So that's the field I'm in charge of. I'm the coordinator in that field. So we do things like internship. We do multi-sensory teaching in the classroom, simulations, that sort of thing. So anything that takes the step that students read about in the books and brings it to life, that's kind of my job to do at Bishop.
Okay. Now, you said the response has been good from the students so far?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They've really jumped on board, I don't think they're naive about what it is that we're doing as well. So there's excitement, of course, but I think they're really being strategic about this, thinking about, what the implications might be from a mental health standpoint for the individuals that they're dealing with and for themselves, too. They're really thinking about this in a very rational way, a way that will allow them to really get the most of the experience. And also they're bringing their hearts into it, too. So I think that's where the winning combination happens. Yeah.
Okay. And how will the process go for choosing? How many are you choosing for the students or?
So currently, we had a presentation earlier in February to present the project to students, and then we recruited the students in March. They started integrating into the project quite recently. So we have two students currently on board at Bishop's University who are part of the project, and that essentially sums it up in terms of the recruitment process. They're learning about what a living lab entails. We have we had a student who had just gone through reading an entire manual on that to better understand it, but I think they're realizing that those types of guides aren't enough and that they have to really experience the thing for themselves. So that's where the true learning happens for students in this project.
It's very exciting.
So they've already started. Yeah, okay. They've already started quite recently in the past couple weeks. So it's for the summer, and we'll see where it goes from there. But it's the first cohort, really. So I think we're going to learn a lot from them, just as much as they're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot from them so that we can better understand how it is that we're going to integrate future students into the project and make this a sustainable and perennial type of endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Sustainable is very important. Now, you've had a positive feedback so far from the students?
Yeah, really positive. We had them at one of our first, team meetings and what I'm hearing from them is all the right questions that you're supposed to ask going into this context, all the right preparation. So it's been quite positive, and they're going to be key in shaping how this project happens. The students are partners in this. They're just as much as the rest of us here in this project. So they're the ones who truly shape the approach by their involvement and their engagement, and it's been really good.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful experience it is for the students, too. Okay, anything else either one of you would like to add, Jose or Besha?
So I'm going to pass it to Jose and see if she has anything else to add. Jose, would you like to add something to this conversation?
You're doing such a great job, Maureen. I don't have anything to add.
Okay, well, thank you. You're doing a fantastic job, Jose.
Thank you very much. No, I would like to thank you to give us the opportunity to let the population know a little bit more about MOSHAC and Universe Shack. So for us, it was a big pleasure to be able to share with you our adventure.
It's very exciting. We've been talking with Jose Peral, the founder and executive director of MOSHAC, Mes Choix, Mon Avenir, My Shack, My Choices, My Future, and Besham Shiblack from Bishop's University. Bishop's University, MOSHAC, and the University of Sherbrooke coming together for this wonderful project. It's the first living lab of its kind in Canada. So thank you very much and all the best on the project.
Thank you very much.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of sleep for mental health. We often think of sleep as just rest, But it's much more than that. Sleep plays a vital role in both our physical and mental health. When we sleep, our brain is hard at work organizing memories, balancing mood-related chemicals, and giving our nervous system a chance to rest. Research shows that getting less than 7 to 8 hours of sleep regularly can increase the risk of anxiety, depression, and even long-term cognitive problems. Poor sleep can also make it harder to manage everyday stress. Everything just looks a little more overwhelming when you're running on empty. On the flip side, good quality sleep improves emotional regulation, decision-making, and resilience. In fact, some mental health treatments now include sleep therapy as part of the plan. It's that important. So how can you improve your sleep? Experts recommend keeping a consistent sleep schedule, avoiding screens before bed, limiting caffeine late in the day, and creating a calming bedtime routine. Even small changes like dimming the lights or going to bed 30 minutes earlier can make a real difference. Sleep isn't a luxury, it's a foundation. Prioritize it, and your brain will thank you. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guests on the show today. In the first half hour, Hannah Hornibrook, Executive Director of Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville. Check out their website, www.optionslenox.com. If you would like to donate, maybe volunteer, or if you know someone who could use their services. And in the second part of today's show, José Perron, founder and director of MOSHAC, and Bassam Shablak from Bishop's University for talking to us about the new project called L'Espace Universe Shack, the only living lab of its kind in Canada. I also wanted to add that if somebody has an idea for an interview, please get in touch with me by email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also for community events for nonprofits, it's free, and I will announce those on my show. Again, give me a short description of the event and send it to me by email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. The Thursday show is repeated on Friday at noon, and the show is available on our website under the Shows tab later today. We will close today's show with a song called Better Days, and it's by One Republic. Oh, I know that there'll be better days. Oh, that sunshine about to come my way. May we never, ever shed another tear for today. 'Cause oh, I know that there'll be better days. Waking up in California, but these clouds, they won't go away. Every day is like another storm, yeah. I'm just trying not to go insane. And the city shining so bright. So many dark nights, so many dark days. But anytime I feel the paranoia, I close my eyes and I pray. Oh, I know that there'll be better days. Oh, that sunshine about to come my way. May we never, ever shed another tear for today. Days. From waking up to a new